Jesus. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on we need God's wisdom and spiritual knowledge. We need God's wisdom and spiritual knowledge. You know, our governments need God's wisdom. Can I say that again? Our government needs wisdom from God. There's so many situations that are happening in our country today. There are so many things that are taking place. And I wonder who is bowing their knee and asking God for divine wisdom. How many know there's a solution to every problem? There's a solution to every problem if we'll ask God. If we'll come to God in prayer and say, Lord, I need you to show me the way. Sometimes the answer is not popular, but it's the right way to go. Father, I just pray this morning in the name of Jesus that you will speak to our hearts, that you will speak to our lives this morning. I pray, Lord, today that your Holy Spirit will minister to every single person in this room today in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray today that our hearts would be open to what the Holy Spirit is saying at this time, at this very moment, that we would receive from you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Now I want to center in this morning on the first part of this verse. And it's a verse that we probably all have repeated at some point in time. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, that word destroyed means to be hindered, to be blocked, to be in a place of confusion concerning a situation or a circumstance in our lives. The Bible says a lack of knowledge. This means spiritual discernment. The divine ability to know right from wrong, to understand how God works. How many know there's a way to understand how God works in every situation and in every circumstance that you face in life? The Bible says that we can be destroyed or hindered for a lack of spiritual knowledge. We desperately need God's wisdom and spiritual knowledge in every area of our lives and even in the church. We need God's wisdom. I think life is becoming increasingly more complex. How many would agree with me this morning? Life is becoming increasingly more complex. That means that there are so many decisions that need to be made even every single day. There are situations in which we need to make a decision. How many know there's a right decision and there's a wrong decision? And by the wisdom of God, we can make the right decision that pleases God and brings glory unto His name. Hallelujah. The right decision. Go to Proverbs chapter 24. I want to go a little deeper in this. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Verses 3 to 6. Through wisdom, a house is built. Now, I want to really slow down here and let this verse sink in this morning. Through God's wisdom, a house is built. A house, your house, not your physical house, but your spiritual house can only be built according to God's wisdom. Wisdom is the key that unlocks the divine ability to build it in a way that's pleasing unto God. Through wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge in a way that's pleasing to God. I want to say that again. Wisdom is the divine ability to use knowledge in a way that's pleasing to God. You know, a lot of people have knowledge, but they don't use it in the right way. Right? Thieves have knowledge on how to break into your house and steal things inside. They have the knowledge, but they're not using it in the right way. Wisdom from God enables us to take knowledge that He gives us and use it in a way that's pleasing unto God. Hello? Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. You know, sometimes we're doing the right thing the wrong way. Hello? We are not receiving the keys that unlock the door to do things in the right way. Let me give you an example. How many know that God hates debt? I don't hear any amens this morning. God hates debt. Did you know that God wants you to be debt-free? I just want to say it again. Did you know that God wants you to be debt-free? Did you know that most Canadians are up to here in debt? This is the water line. You see how it's getting higher? I wonder, now not you guys, of course, because you got it all together. But you wonder how some people get so far in debt. Christians, so far in debt. You know, the borrower is servant to the lender. Isn't that what the Bible says? Sorry, Michelle, I know she works at the bank, but the borrower is servant to the lender. Are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom avoids debt at all costs. And you know why we as a country, did you know that Canada as a country per capita is in debt more than most people in the world? Yeah, but we're even worse than the States. In debt. You know, that's not wisdom. That's not God's wisdom. That's what I'm talking about this morning. And you know, when you're in debt, it produces other problems. Someone ought to be shouting amen this morning, because it's the truth. When you get in debt, it produces other problems. And you know what people do? They come against the devil. Oh, I rebuke the devil of doubt, of debt. But they put themselves in debt beyond their ability to pay it back. You know, I hate to say this, folks. You may not like it after I say it. But, you know, Alberta lived high on the hog for many years. How many know what I'm talking about? And people went out and bought boats and cars and horses and blah, 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 blah. I know, I'm a crazy preacher, I don't know. And they just went to town buying everything. That's nice, I'd buy it. That's beautiful, I'd buy it. How many know what I'm talking about? But then the rubber had to meet the road some point, and they couldn't pay it back. That's what I'm talking about. Wisdom from God. You know, when you're debt-free, it takes a lot of the pressure off. How many know what I'm talking about? It releases the stress. Releases the stress. Michelle is always preaching this message to me. Dad, stay out of debt. Stay out of debt. Stay out of debt. Man, when you're getting a message like that from a 26-year-old, I mean, something's going right somewhere. The Bible says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. Your house, if it's going to be built properly, is going to require God's wisdom, not just in money, but in every area of your life. You are going to need the wisdom of God to make the right decisions with your family, with your children, where you go, what you do, what job you take, what job you don't take. Not every open door is from God. Hello? Not every open door is from God. You need to know the ones that God has opened and the one that devil has opened, to know the difference between the two. And you know where you really need wisdom? Now, most of us are past this. Who you're going to marry. Who you are going to marry. You are going to need wisdom from God. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm not going to ask, how many made the wrong decision? I'm not going to ask that question. All I'm saying is that you need God's wisdom. You can't make the right choice out of your own intellect or abilities. You need God to show you. Through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. and by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Did you know that God is always desiring to show you something? To reveal something to you. Paul described it as the riches of Christ, the fullness of revelation knowledge about who God is, His character, everything contained within the Scriptures to show us and to reveal to us who He is, to fall in love with Him more and more every day. Verse 5, a wise man is strong. You know, if your axe is not sharpened, you can hit that piece of wood many times and it's not going to split. But when you go and sharpen the axe, it's amazing how that wood responds. Are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom doesn't keep hitting the piece of wood with a dulled axe. Wisdom goes and gets the axe sharpened and goes back to the wood. Are you hearing me this morning? A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. You become stronger in the Lord through the knowledge that God reveals to you even on a daily basis. Are you hearing me? Now, there's an old movie. I've watched it a few times. I'm not saying you should watch it. It's a crazy movie. It's called Groundhog Day. And this guy wakes up every morning and he steps into the same puddle. But eventually he realizes, you know what? The alarm clock goes off every single day at the same time. I'm going to avoid that puddle. I'm going to avoid that situation. I'm going to avoid that circumstance. How many know that God knows everything? He knows the beginning to the end. He knows what to avoid, where to go, the right path to take. Hallelujah. Did you know that we can avoid a lot of trouble in life by listening to the wisdom of God? Someone ought to be shouting hallelujah this morning. You don't have to keep stepping into the same puddle. Because God wants to give you and I His divine wisdom. Hallelujah. For by wise counsel, you will wage your own war. And in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. You know what we don't do enough of in the church? Is get counsel. Godly counsel. Not foolishness. But sometimes it's good to bounce something off of someone that you know is praying and seeking the face of God. Hello? We're talking about the big decisions, not what you wore to church this morning. Please don't call me and say, Pastor, should I wear this blue tie or black tie? No, that's not what I'm talking about. But before we make those big decisions, maybe it is good to get some godly counsel, to bounce those things off of someone that you know is in the Word and in prayer to make sure that you're going in the right direction. I wish Someone had to preach that to me because I made some blunders. No, I'm not saying you should do everything that people tell you. But sometimes when you listen to good advice, it helps you to discern the wisdom of God in that situation so that you do what is pleasing unto the Lord. The Bible says, for by wise counsel, that takes a bit of humility. To say, you know what? This is what I'm thinking about doing. Can you pray about it with me? What do you think? That takes some humility, but I do believe that in certain situations, it can help us to make a good, godly decision. Are you hearing me this morning? The Bible says, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is safety. Have you ever said to yourself, I don't care what people think, I'm just going to go do it. And then you realize you made the wrong decision. Sometimes there's a tidbit of truth that God wants to show us through someone else that can help us in our day-to-day lives and in the situations that are so tricky. How many know some situations are tricky? Devil's got things booby-trapped, and you need to avoid those things. Oh, God, help us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Just saying. These are two interesting verses when it comes to the wisdom of God. These things we also speak. Something is being communicated from God. Now, I want you to follow this because it's so important. These things we also speak. Something is being communicated. God is using someone as an instrument to speak through. The word. But listen to what it says. These things we also speak, but not in words which man's wisdom teaches. Are you following me? There's man's wisdom and there's God's wisdom. You know, like Leon's, buy it now, pay later. Buy as much furniture as you want, pay for it later. Sounds like a great deal. If you save it up till that due date and then pay it off, it's a great plan if you're disciplined enough to do it. But most people say, wow, I want that, 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 I want that. But they never save it up. So when the due date comes, they can't pay it off. And again, they're back into debt. How many know what I'm talking about? That's man's wisdom. You know, it's amazing how the bank is so eager to lend you money until you can't pay it back. Isn't that true? Not in words which man's wisdom teaches. There's man's wisdom and there's God's wisdom. Man's wisdom says, if you want to get people in the church, bring in the entertainment. Get things hopping. God's wisdom says, preach the word. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Glory be to God. Let the anointing flow. Praise the name of Jesus. Let God be the Lord of the church. Hello? How many know that if you bring people in by entertainment, you got to keep entertaining them to keep them? Hello? That's man's wisdom. The Bible says, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. It doesn't make sense to the natural mind, but in the Holy Ghost, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. It makes complete sense. Jesus said to the man, the rich man, give everything and come follow me. That doesn't make sense naturally. When that woman, that poor woman, put in the last mite, everything that she had, that doesn't make sense. But God was in it. When Jesus said to Peter, the temple tax, go down, catch a fish. You're going to find the temple tax inside the fish's mouth. That doesn't make sense. But God was in it. Are you hearing me this morning? It doesn't make sense when God said to Moses, stretch out your rod and the waters will part. But God was in it. Are you hearing me this morning? There's a difference between God's wisdom and man's wisdom. I want God's wisdom this morning because God is in it. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is speaking. But are we listening? You know, can I say something? Of course I can. Did you know a lot of things in life naturally don't make sense? A lot of things, I want you to follow this morning. A lot of things in life don't make sense. And we ask God, we say, why is this happening to me? It doesn't make sense. It looks like everything is going from bad to worse. But friends, God is in it. Hallelujah. He is going to reveal himself at the right time, at the right place, and show you how great and mighty he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone said, God helps those who help themselves. I can't find that in the Bible. God helps those who trust in him. Friends, a lot of things in life are not going to make sense at the time. But if you'll trust God, if you'll rely on his wisdom, if you'll open yourself up to his knowledge, he is going to show you that through the crooked places, he will eventually make them straight in the name of Jesus. Out of the valley, God will bring you to the mountaintop. Hallelujah. He will show himself real to you. Hallelujah. I think about Joseph. He had a dream. And he ended up betrayed by his own brothers and put in a pit and sold in slavery. Think about it this morning. To him, I'm sure at the time, it didn't make sense. And he went from slavery into the jailhouse. God had a plan. Hallelujah. How many know God always has a plan? God's wisdom was being revealed to him, and he said what Satan meant for bad, God is going to turn it around for good. Hallelujah. All things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Can you raise your hands and praise the living God? Verse 14 says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Friends, let me tell you something. There's no problem that God's wisdom and knowledge cannot fix. There's no situation for which God's wisdom and his knowledge cannot direct. It may be hold on for a moment. It may be just wait for a moment. Let me just do my work. Hallelujah. He makes all things beautiful in his time, like I preached a few weeks ago. God says, just hold on. I'm making all things beautiful in my time. James chapter 1, verse 5, and I close. If any of you lacks wisdom, anyone here lack wisdom? If you don't, you lack wisdom. Because we all lack wisdom. Doesn't matter how spiritual we are, there are going to be problems that we in ourselves cannot fix. And we need more of God's wisdom. If anyone lacks wisdom, read a good book. Not what it says. Although that could be the answer. Let him ask of God. Well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? If you lack wisdom, why not just ask God? Did you know that he's inviting us this morning to ask? Now, sometimes we might not like the answer. So maybe that's why we don't ask. The Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And look what it says here, who gives to all, this is the only time I like liberal, gives to all liberally. Now I want that to sink in for a moment. God doesn't want to just give you wisdom. He wants to give you a bunch of wisdom. He wants to give you wisdom liberally, unabated, flowing to you. Think about it this morning. Think about all the problems that are in your life right now. Think about all the problems that could come into your life right now or down the road or in 2 months or in 2 weeks or in 2 years. How many know God wants to give us an abundance of wisdom? And without reproach. And it will be given to him. Now, the Bible says in the next verse, we have to ask in faith, nothing wavering. So we have to believe that when we ask, God is going to bestow it to us. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus. For whatever situation you face, God wants to liberally give you the wisdom that you need to solve, to be guided, to be directed in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout amen this morning? That's how God works. God says, no holding back. Now, the answer that he gives us may not be pleasant at the time. But if we will say, Lord, I'm holding on to your promise. You see, there was a, can I just close with this illustration? There was a whole bunch of people after Jerusalem had been ransacked. And a few were left in the land after the Babylonians had taken Jerusalem and taken captive so many back to Babylonia. There was still a small band left. And they came to the prophet and they said, you know, we know that the word of God is in your mouth. So we want to know, should we stay here or should we go to Egypt? You remember that? And whatever the Lord shows you, that's what we're going to do. So the prophet went and prayed, and the Lord showed him. He said, tell those people to stay right where they are. Don't go anywhere. That was the wisdom that God was giving. So he came back to that group and he said, thus saith the Lord, stay where you are. Don't go to Egypt. And you know what they did? They said, we don't believe you. You're lying to us. Read it. You're lying to us. You're deceiving us. If we stay here, we're going to be destroyed. So we're going on to Egypt. They went to Egypt and they were annihilated. Sometimes God's wisdom at the time is not pleasant, but his wisdom is always the best in every situation and circumstance in the name of Jesus. And if God says, hold on, hold on. If God says, stand your ground, stand your ground. If God says, stay where you are, stay where you are. Don't move until the Holy Spirit says, yes. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Friends, I believe this morning that God wants us to ask him for wisdom. Wisdom. Lord, what should I do? How should I respond? Which way should I take? How many know we have some situations where we need God's wisdom to know what to do, how to go about it? I'm so thankful this morning he hasn't left us alone to make the choices out of our own wisdom. He wants to pour it into us today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you this morning.